Our prayer of confession is from Psalm 51. Let's pray. Merciful God, have mercy on us according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out our transgressions. Wash away all our iniquity and cleanse us from our sin. For we know our transgressions and our sin is always before us. Create in us a clear heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Do not cast us from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and grant us willing spirits to sustain us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Tonight we gather in this place. We are more solemn, we are silent, and we are meditative. We remember as the shadows started to overcome our Lord on that last night. The night when friendship would be tested, when fear would scatter the disciples, and when the Son of God would step willingly into suffering. And this evening, the sermon is more a retelling of what happened on that night than a preach. We start with the supper. It's an evening in Jerusalem. The city is alive with people going to celebrate Passover. Pilgrims fill the street. There's more people than usual. Lamps flicker in windows, and Jesus and his disciples sit around a table to share a meal. They've done this for many, many years, remembering what God did when he spared the people of Israel at the Passover. And so they celebrate this meal, and at a point something changes. Jesus says something different. He takes some bread, and once he's given thanks, he breaks it. And he said, "This is my body given for you." This is unusual. It's never been done like this before. And then he takes a cup, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you." The disciples don't understand what the significance is yet of this moment. This meal is pointing to a new type of rescue, a new moment that God has with his people. Then there's the moment where the Savior steps up as servant. There's one thing that is reserved for the lowest servant in the home, and that is to wash the guest's feet. And that's what Jesus does. He takes a bowl, he takes a towel, and he starts washing feet. He washes all of the disciples' feet. Judas feels the water on his feet. Jesus washes his feet as well. Jesus steps into the place of servanthood. Then we go to the shadow of betrayal. Jesus says to the gathered disciples, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And straight away, everybody around the table is trying to work out what he means by this. One of them, the disciples, "We've been with you for 3 years. We know each other. We trust you and you trust us." And they ask, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord?" Even Judas says, "Surely you don't mean me, Rabbi?" And Jesus answers quietly, "You have said so." Soon after this, Judas rises and leaves the table. He leaves the meal. And the gospel tells us something quite haunting. It was night. Then we make our way to the garden. Jesus and his disciples leave the upper room. They go through the narrow streets of Jerusalem. They go out the city gates and cross the Kidron Valley. They go to a familiar place, a place called Gethsemane. It's quiet there. Olive trees, a place of prayer. They've been there before. They've prayed there before. But tonight, something feels different. There's a heaviness in the air. Something is about to happen. Jesus turns to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He takes Peter, James, and John a little further, and suddenly they see something they have never seen before. Jesus is overcome with distress. He tells them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." He asks them to stay awake with him. Then he walks a little further into the darkness. He falls to the ground and he says, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me." And then he adds the words that change everything. "Yet not as I will, but as you will." When he returns, he finds the disciples are asleep. Three times he prays. Three times he finds them sleeping. The night grows deeper. The moment is drawing closer. The moment of arrival and arrest. Suddenly the quiet of the garden is broken. People are heard coming closer. Torches are seen from a distance. Footsteps. Crowds enter the garden. There's the temple guard, there's soldiers, men carrying clubs and swords. And walking at the front of them, Judas, one of the 12. He walks straight towards Jesus. He doesn't point at him. He doesn't shout. Instead, he greets him like a friend. "Greetings, Rabbi." And then he kisses him. It's the signal. The soldiers move forward. Hands seize him. The disciples panic. One of them takes out his sword and strikes the servant of the high priest. But Jesus stops him. "Put your sword back in its place," he says. Then he turns to the crowd. "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with me at swords and clubs? Every day I've been teaching openly in the temple courts, but now they came for him in the darkness." And then the moment arrives. Jesus does not resist. He does not turn and run. He simply allows them to take him. And just as the scriptures foretold, the disciples scatter. In a moment, the garden is empty. The torches disappear down the path, and Jesus is led away into the night. Tonight, we stop the story there. In the darkness of the garden, with the sound of soldiers fading into the distance, the long night has only just begun. Let's pray. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we have come to worship you tonight. This week we have been preparing ourselves for all that you went through for us. We've been thinking of your sacrifice. Tonight we remember the moment you shared your last meal with your disciples. We remember your servanthood as you washed their feet. We also remember your time in prayer and your betrayal in the garden. We know that you overcame death. We know that you offer us life and life everlasting. But we remember the cost that you bore, the pain that you endured. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice for us. Thank you that we can remember and that we do so filled with hope of Easter, so close. You're great and you're mighty. We love you, Lord. Amen.